Flight of the Maidens, written by Jane Gardam and read by June Barry.
Chapter 1. Three girls in a graveyard, 4 feet on a tomb, tall, burnt-up grasses, the late summer of 1946.
"From now on, I'm Hester," said Hetty Fallows. "Hester!"
"Well, you always were Hester, weren't you?" said Una. "Weren't you? Christened?"
"Hester! My mother saw it in a book."
"Well, she'd have seen it in the Bible, wouldn't she? Being your lovely ma." "Hester is O.T. Ma's pretty hardline N.T. Jesus first and always. New Testament, Book of Common Prayer. Anglo-Catholic."
"When I get to London, I'm Hester Fallows. I shall start as I mean to go on."
"Not for the first time," said Una.
"It's Lieselotta who should be Hester. You're the jewel, Lieselotta."
The third girl, whose feet were neither bare nor propped higher than her head against the flank of the table tomb, but neatly side by side in the grass in laced-up shoes and fawn lisle stockings, continued with her knitting. Una and Hetty, but for their feet and legs, lay almost hidden in the neglected grasses among the tombstones that looked down on them from every side. Stone faces of angels, balloon heads of grinning rustics with medieval ear flaps, the odd crumbling skull watched them like crouching tribesmen. Behind stood the church and its mausoleum, a few stones lying around in the grass. Plants bloomed and straggled from its cracks, and a small mountain ash flourished from a coin. The spire seemed to be toppling across the cobalt, un-Yorkshire sky. High up in a different airstream, clouds as light as cheesecloth skirmished. The end of the summer. Exactly 1 year ago this week, the atomic bomb had been dropped on Nagasaki. Una and Hetty lay in exhausted bliss, eyes closed, while Lieselotta sat in a hump like unrisen dough. Una and Hetty were skinny, Lieselotta was pasty, boneless and fat, her hair in a scant little colourless bun, her eyes myopic behind thick glasses. When she at length looked up at the spire and the sky, she continued to knit, but only as part of some long reverie. The Air Force blue knitting wool was emerging from a coarse little bag made of something she called crash, embroidered with yellow and purple woolen daisies. She came from Hamburg and had arrived in England in June 1939 on the last train full of refugee children, the Kinder Transport. She now sat silent in the sunshine, like a woman of 60. All three had heard that morning that they had won state scholarships to the university in October. All three had known since Christmas that they'd been awarded a place, but without a state award, none of them could have taken it up. State scholarships were rare, and rarer still in the small seaside school they had attended since the war began, distracted by air raids and the news on the wireless, always hungry, and 6 years without a holiday. They were all 17 years old. Una and Hetty had known the churchyard for over a year. They had come to it to lie in the grass to do their revision. But Lieselotta had been introduced to it only that morning after they had all come out from the headmistress's study, basking in the glorious news. Una and Hetty had been friends since they were 5, but Lieselotta had been a solitary. She had not been ignored, but rather never befriended, nobody being sure of her because she was German. Nobody at the school had ever explained Lieselotta. The teachers had perhaps smiled at her more often than at the others, but never suggested why she might need smiling at. It was taken for granted in some symbiotic way that Lieselotta was dreadfully poor, but through no fault of her own. All three girls were poor, anyway. Hetty was poor because her father, who'd been 4 years in the trenches in the First World War, had returned miraculously unscathed in body, but shattered to bits in mind.